Hey, good morning, everybody. We are live. This is The Real Network, Gareth Cliff Show, and I am joined, as always, on a Friday by Simpiwe Mteta. Here she is.
Good morning.
How are you, Sims?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. It's Friday. How could I not be?
It's a good day to have a good day.
It is. Yes, it is. Absolutely. And if anyone tells you otherwise, don't let people get in your way today, all right? Not on a Friday. Mm-mm. I'm going to be in a good mood all weekend, and I don't care who knows it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan, absolutely. Wow, there's so much to get into this morning. We have some sport with Ben. We're going to speak to a guy who the Sharks tried to eat him. I'm not talking about the rugby team. I'm talking about the actual shark. A shark in the ocean tried to eat this man, and he survived. Yeah, he's coming in. He's going to join us on the show. He's alive. The sharks didn't eat him.
You see, this is why black people don't swim. This is exactly why.
It's like why my brother he's so terrified of sharks. Always has been.
Oh.
And he, every time he goes into the sea, all you have to do is go, and he runs out of the sea quickly. It's very good. It's Friday, motherfuckers, says Aneska. Don't let anyone fuck a bidet except you. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Spot on. It's the weekend, baby. So right. And if you've got any plans for the weekend, anything fun happening, let us know about it.
Yes.
I mean, it's going to be chilly, but you know what? There's still stuff you can do. Although I must say, like, I've now had my fill of winter. I'm like, I'm ready for this winter to end. All the things that I like about winter, I've done enough of.
Yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah, South Africans and cold weather are not friends, hey? Like, we don't do well together.
No, we've still got to get through August, which is never nice. I'm not wishing any time away. I like, I like every moment. I'm not going to be ungrateful, but like July and August, not my favorite time of the year.
Yeah, there's also not much going on for it, hey?
No.
Like everything starts happening and opening up in September.
No.
The concerts are happening in September.
What's happening with concerts?
I don't know, but always in like September things open up.
Really?
You know? Yeah. I know, like, yeah, nah,
yeah. All I know about September is that usually when people celebrate Spring Day, it's freezing. That's all I know. So it's always too early on the 1st of September, but maybe just after that. I don't know. Let's see how it unfolds. Okay, so I mentioned we got some sport later.
Mm-hmm. Bless you.
Good luck.
Bless you.
Okay,
bless you. Take all the blessings. Hallelujah.
May four times the blessings come at you this morning. Ah, now I know that we're going to have a good day. You see, Simpiwe, not just one.
Not just two.
Not just two. Not just three, but four times. May your blessings be quadrupled. See, if we were a religious show, I'd say, let us hold hands. Let us hold hands now. Because I feel the spirit is in the room.
Well, if you're Nigerian, we'll just say fire.
Fire. I feel like all the good shit's coming your way today. All right? Oh, man. So, what do you got planned for the weekend? Anything fun?
No.
Sorry, let's move on from that quickly. Jesus.
I'm not going to ruin your mood, no. Gareth. No.
Okay, good. Simpiwe's doing nothing, guys. Nothing's happening. Ben wants to talk about this hawk tour girl because her life is just getting more and more interesting.
Like... yeah, I think that hawk tour is the best thing that's ever happened to her. Like, it is honestly,
I mean,
she's milking her 15 seconds
guys,
of fame.
Please remember, no matter how difficult things are for you right now, and I know there are lots of people who are going through a tough time, there are people who are waking up this morning and they're like, oh, God, shut up with your positivity and your optimism and my life is shit. Please don't give up. I'll tell you why. This girl was a grade school teacher in Tennessee, which is like being a teacher in Bloemfontein, okay? There's not a lot going on there. And you may think you're not making a difference. And you may think my life is meaningless and nobody cares about me. It's not true. You make one stupid video and it goes viral with you going, hawk to a spit on that thing.
You feel me?
And suddenly, you see, you know the whole thing. Suddenly you're the most famous person in the world. Don't tell me life isn't cool. Don't tell me this isn't a great time to be alive.
I'm not make sure with that one. I don't know if that's what I want as my claim to fame.
If you are
that girl who said, Hawk 2, spit on that thing. You feel me? I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, well, for many people, being important is important. What can I say? For many people, being well-known, being recognized, having attention is very important.
Yes.
So for those people, don't give up. Don't you give up. You could be the next Hawk Tour girl. You just do your thing. All right? You be you. Be authentic if that's your skill. Hawk Tour. If that's your thing, live it. Breathe it. Eat it. Sleep it. Make it happen. Who knows? You could be the most famous person in the world for 10 minutes. And 10 minutes is a lot these days, eh?
Yo, she's milking it.
She's had her time and she's milking it.
Yo, like, man.
But let's save that for when Ben joins us, because he's obsessed with her at the moment. Also got to talk this weekend, if you're not doing anything, Wimbledon final is on. And for many people, even if you don't like tennis, like, I'm not a big tennis fan. I could give a damn. We spoke about Djokovic the other day. Mm-hmm. How he basically told the English crowd, you know, go F yourselves. Mm-hmm. Which is what it says on Elon's jet, as you also learned on Wednesday's show, GFY. And we should all say that more. I admire Novak Djokovic because he doesn't really care what the majority opinion is. And neither should you, neither should I. So if people are giving you a hard time, do what Djokovic did. But I'm not a big tennis fan. I don't watch a lot of it. I will admit, though, I very seldom don't watch the Wimbledon ladies and men's final.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it seems like a winter kind of tradition, right? There's usually, you've got lots of warm blankets, you're lying in front of the TV, got some snacks and food, you eat all the shit you shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Lie there, you don't really watch it like a fanatic, but you're watching it. It's going on in the background, you might be on your phone a little bit, but there's no pressure. That's kind of how Wimbledon has been for the last 5 or 6 years for me. And I've enjoyed it. I actually really enjoy it. So I'm not going to say anything horrible about it. If you like Wimbledon, this is your time of year.
Yeah, they must shine. And this is like a cool fun fact that I didn't know was a fun fact until I shared it with James. And he was like, that's so dope. This is the first time since 1996 we don't have either Vanessa or Serena Williams.
That's right. Well, yeah, I mean, they weren't with either of the Williams there last year or the year before. I don't think so.
No, it's I think they were. She played, I think, or
maybe
something.
Maybe doubles.
Yes, but like this is the first time. So that's like also.
Well, you got to let the new people in. And this is why people were moaning at Djokovic too. It's they're like, yeah, it's time for you to go, old man. He's like, I'm not old.
I still got some, you know, some energy in me. But yeah, this
James, is your producer camera working? We want to go behind the scenes and see what you're up to there. You know, we give James a very hard time. Someone sent me a very sweet message on Instagram, and they were like, I think it was on Instagram or on YouTube. They're like, guys, there was no sound when you played clips on Wednesday. So I was like, oh no, I'm gonna have to fire James.
Oh no.
And then the person says at the end of the mail, I know you give James a hard time, but it would be nice if we could hear the clips. So he's going to make sure that doesn't happen again. But if there have been any mess-ups, you can always let us know. You know what my favorite thing to do is to tell the producers that they have to go and apologize to every person who complains, which means you could keep them busy for a whole weekend if you'd like. James, though, let's see what you look like on here. Go.
Pause it.
That's a close-up shot.
Right. You having a good start to your day?
You know, it's okay.
Okay, very good.
Okay,
cool. There he is. Just so you know what he looks like in case you've forgotten. And he'll be back on Monday to have all the results for the weekend sport. All right. Couple of things that I know Simpiwe wants to talk about. We spoke about how in Spain they're going to, in Barcelona in particular, they're going to tell people they can't run Airbnbs anymore. Because basically, it's become a very expensive place for people who've born and bred in Barcelona. They can't live there anymore. It's too expensive. It's like Cape Town for Capetonians. They're like, all these Europeans and these Americans and these people from China and India and God knows where else, all these tourists. They're all coming to Cape Town, making everything super expensive. That's how it is in Barcelona. And the ordinary people there are like, no, we don't like this anymore. We don't want this anymore. We expect the Spanish government to ban the Airbnbs.
Yes.
So that's what they've done, apparently. But now they're saying tourists aren't welcome in Spain at all.
Yeah, there are some protests that are taking place. Like if you're a tourist enjoying, you know, breakfast or lunch somewhere at a restaurant, people will just come up to you.
And spit on you.
Exactly. And it's been a big thing. And even other like cities like Rome, Amsterdam, they sure. also like jumping in Japan, Bali, they're all like, yazine, there's too many tourists here.
Well,
and it's also too expensive for us. And we want you guys to shishi away.
I blame Gen Z. As always, we always find time to blame Gen Z on this show whenever we get the chance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gen Z and the millennials, your peoples. Because they keep telling us
that last part, but well, carry on.
They keep telling us, "Oh, we don't want to own property. We don't want to have a job, a career. We'd rather just like do peace jobs and kind of hustle, and then use that money to travel. Why would we want to pay for any kind of stability?" And I kind of get that. But now look, you see what you've done. Now none of the countries that you're visiting want to have you
because
you ruined it for everybody. There was no one used to complain about tourists 20 years ago. They were like, please come everywhere in the world. Please come. Now they're like, So I'll say it on behalf of South Africa. Please come. We could do with some tourist money. We don't mind.
Yeah. You know, don't just visit Cape Town. Cape Town is,
No, Joburg's nice too. And don't be afraid. People from anywhere else in the world, if you've been told that Joburg is just dangerous and full of gangsters and it's evil, and it's wicked. Sure, a lot of that has come from this show. But I would like to set that right this morning and say it's a place of character.
Definitely.
Things don't always go according to plan in Joburg, but it's an adventure. So come for the adventure. Stay for the food. Or come for the food, stay for the adventure.
No.
Or come for the freaks, stay for the food. I don't mind, but it's worth coming to Joburg. Don't write it off. If you've got friends from overseas and they're going, oh, well, I think I'm going to go to Cape Town and then we'll fly straight out of there to like Sydney or Mumbai. No. What about Joburg?
You're missing out.
Yeah, tell them like they have a mayor who is high on Nyaupe. You've got to see him. That's a tourist attraction. Come on.
I was not going to sell that.
They have a sports minister who's running every day. And he could run right past.
Can we talk about Gaten?
Let's talk about Gaten.
Gaten has to be employee of the month, guys. Like, you know what? There's one man who is happy about his new appointment. It is Gaten. Rest of South Africa is complaining.
Yeah,
you know, like, I have to go to work. I have to do this. Gaten's like, hey, Baba, I'm working. You know, I'm going to jog now. I need to be fit and healthy because that's what the job requires.
I love it.
Shout out to Gaten. He's exposing things and we're like, so soon, sir. Love it.
I actually got a reply to a message. He must be firing on all cylinders because I sent him a message yesterday at 4:21 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
He replied at 5:05 this morning. This is the Minister of Sport. I'm not used to getting this kind of response from anybody, let alone ministers. So absolutely, employee of the month.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like the rest of these guys, the pressure's on. You've got someone who's going to be setting the standard now.
Yes.
And it's, by the way, it's not just about like getting your department working or any of that other stuff. It's like he set some pretty big goals at the beginning. He's like cutting Mama Joy loose.
Yeah.
He is running every day. He's going to make spinning a national sport.
Let's see how that goes.
He's got some big plans and he's announced them all in the first week.
Hey, man. He's so excited. He's just like, yes, I got the position. And, you know, now I'm going to do big and great things. Let's go. And it also helps, you know, that like as soon as he's announced, there was a couple of big wins in South Africa.
Yeah.
So it's just motivating him. He was at the rugby looking all cute. And I was like, look at Gaten, you know?
There are a lot of comments about producer James here. So let's just address those. Karen says, but she's Karen. Poor James. Like, don't be horrible. Justice for James, that Don Kidde.
Oh.
Lots of people taking James's side on this. Listen, guys, if the show doesn't get to you and it doesn't start live at 6 o'clock and there are problems technically, he's the one to blame. So don't shout at me now if you're starting saying justice for James. Like, you know, I'm on your side.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good one. Someone talking about, it was in Durban last weekend. I was pleasantly surprised. The weather is lovely, says Thurence. Ah, now Durban getting a positive comment. Not used to that. Are you used to that?
No, I'm just, I always feel like it's going to catfish us very soon, you know?
Yeah.
You enjoy it for like all of 2 seconds and then it's like 10 past four, giddy giddy. So, hey, I don't know.
Yeah, good point. Check James putting his hashtag up. Yeah, you see, I'm afraid this is what will happen because he's in charge of the comments that go up on the screen. I'm not doing that anymore. So because James is in charge of that, he will always default to comments that are positive about him.
It's the propaganda of James.
James is the cause for African time on the Cliff Show. Yes, that is correct, Bitcoin Boot. That's correct. Bitcoin Boot's actually in Durban today. It's okay so far. Well, just wait. The riots haven't started yet. And the tornadoes.
Yeah.
And the floods.
You know?
Yeah.
Or something else.
Or something else. Yeah. Just wait. I have no sympathy for James, says Carl. James has a giant peach. James, pull yourself towards yourself.
Oh.
You know, in this office, there are three Jameses.
Yes.
So whenever you're outside of the Real Network offices, you have to go, which James? And what is he known as?
Racist James.
Racist James. Now, I don't know whether James has actually ever said anything racist, but I like the nickname.
Yeah, like, you know, that's a good way to differentiate who's who in the zoo.
But it's like an office thing, so you can't use it unless you're in the office, I'm
afraid. Thank you. Yeah, it's like a family joke.
I don't think he loves it, though. I think he really hates that nickname. I mean, who wouldn't? Right? It's not the kind of nickname you want. Anyway. Hey, if you missed yesterday's On the Bounce show, you can go and find that on the Real Network's YouTube as well. And if you haven't liked and subscribed over there, then make sure you do today. We've got so much more good stuff coming at you. So don't be one of those people who finds out too late about all the cool things that are going on. We will be back on Monday, obviously, and then Wednesdays and Fridays is when we do this show. Plus, you got all the bonus material. We've got the Shady podcast, which is just kicking ass. I heard you had like a very, very interesting moment this week where PH got super embarrassed. Now, I didn't know that black people could blush.
I know, a whole black man.
A whole black man. Like, PH went maroon.
This is PH.
Yeah. Like if you don't think that black men can blush, then you need to see this episode of the Shady Podcast this week. It is getting lots of attention online, and if you're missing it, you are missing out. What can I tell you? It was very embarrassing. He basically got hit on.
Yes,
mercilessly.
Yes, and you'll be surprised by who was hitting on him. So
yes.
Give that episode a watch to find out why PH was blushing. Absolutely. From ear to ear. But it was cute to watch.
All right. Ben's show is awesome, says Color. Only sports show you need, but the time is horrible to watch live. Well, then don't watch live. Watch when you want to watch it, Color. You know how this works. You've been part of the family for a long time. I don't have to teach you stuff. You're like an old hand at this. You know what's nice about all of the stuff we do? I mean, like, we get here, it's still dark.
Yeah.
It's freezing cold. Mm. We do the show at 6 a.m. because that's what people are used to. And I don't want to mess with you, okay? We've messed with you enough, frankly. Then, for those people who don't want to wake up at that time or don't have to be up at that time, lucky you, you can watch it whenever you like because it all goes right onto the internet. And the best thing about it is if you want to listen, you listen. If you want to watch, you watch. It's all tailored to suit you. This is what we try to do. You know, I'm not saying I'm Jesus. I'm not saying I'm a philanthropist, but it's what we try to do for you. Everything. You know, it's true. In the words of Bryan Adams, everything I do it for you. Simpy was going to like kill herself. That Don Kitty says, I get the show at 8 a.m. thanks to the beauty of time zones.
Oh.
Or you could just move to a time zone where we're at a Come time on, no. appropriate to your day. You know, I mean, like, you, why not move to Denmark? If you like the show, but you like it at 8, move to Denmark. I think Denmark might be the same time zone as us. That's going to help. St. Petersburg, Russia. Move there. Russia.
Yeah.
By the way, man, did Biden have a bad day yesterday.
Oh, my word. Not so, that old man.
I know we try not to do politics on a Friday, but if I don't get this off my chest.
Opa Biden do this time around?
I got three clips for you.
Okay.
He did three fuck-ups in one day.
No, now, that's not Biden, man. You know, they like gaslighting us and saying he's fine.
Wait.
It's just...
No, no, wait. That's what did Karine Jean-Pierre from the White House say? These are cheap fakes.
Yes.
He's not deranged and senile.
Not at all. He just had one bad day. Yeah. He's actually very sane and,
right.
You know, he's like they gaslight us.
Yes.
Like you.
You're, don't believe your own eyes. Believe us. We can be trusted. We've been so trustworthy before. Anyway, so here it is, straight from the word of the from the mouth of the United States president. Now, let's just bear in mind, this is the man who could either prevent or plunge us headlong, and I say us, the world, into World War III. Okay, we've got countries like Russia and the Ukraine who are at loggerheads at the moment. They've been in a massive conflict for at least the last 2.5 years. There are nukes on the table. Okay, this is not a joke. Like, when we say that we don't have serious leaders in the world, this is what I'm talking about. So even on a Friday, we have to make time for this. All right, so play the first clip. This is, he's talking about Vice President Kamala Harris, but he calls her Donald Trump.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president. So let's start.
Hey, what? Wait, Vice President Donald Trump.
There's a lot there. I mean,
she
instead of he, but also Vice President Trump because she's qualified. So I don't know if he knows what the hell's going on there, but to call your vice president, someone you deal with daily, Trump. Okay, that's a big problem. And we all have slip-ups. So yes. Let's forgive him the one. But then this one came straight afterwards. Play clip number two. Look at this. Oh, it's frozen. Well, it's cold this morning, so lots frozen. All right, okay. We'll get there. We'll get there. Gareth, if you think he has his finger on the button, the deep state, he's a puppet, says Nikki. Yes, but Nikki, then what we got to admit is that we don't have any leaders. They're all just actors and performers and fools, okay? Like, then we just admit, like, because if you know that you live in a world where there aren't leaders, then you're in charge. Each of us on our own is then in charge. There is an anarchy in the world, and we just have to fend for ourselves. So then it's survival of the fittest. So that's fine, but then understand the consequences of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very scary. Gareth, how are the Democrat friends of yours doing? Oh, they're melting down. So I got really good friends.
Have some of them said that he should step down?
Oh, a lot of them are now saying that.
Okay,
but
finally.
Only because they want the Democrats to beat Trump. So, in other words, they've turned on a dime. They were like, Biden's the best. He's a savior of democracy, and he stood up to a dictatorship, you know, which Trump would have caused. It would have taken over. He would have been a dictator on day one and stayed a dictator. And all these Democrat friends of mine, and I'm still friends with them. I can't. It's not their fault. They're stupid, but they're still my friends. I mean, you're allowed to be friends with stupid people, aren't you?
Of course.
Yeah. They are melting down. I mean, I've got friends in America who are big Biden fans.
Sure.
Big Biden fans. And even they are at this point going, you know, like that meme with the monkey with the eyes?
Yeah.
No one. Oh, good. Here's clip number two.
Now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. You can beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway.
Oh, my God. So he basically called his enemy, or named his ally his enemy. This is in the same day, all right? So he's called his vice president his opponent. Then he's called his ally his enemy. And then someone brings it up at the press conference. They're like, you know what? This could be a problem. And by the way, this was his big boy press conference. Remember we talked about that on Wednesday as well. It was going to be his big boy press conference where he actually sat and talked to the press for more than a staged managed minute and a half.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you. Here's how he responded when one of the White House reporters said to him, hey, you know that clip that you just created for the internet to go crazy about where you called Kamala Harris Trump? They're mocking you about that. And they're mocking your age and your memory. And what does he do? This.
Earlier you misspoke in your opening answer. You referred to Vice President Harris as Vice President Trump. Right now, Donald Trump is using that to mock your age and your memory. How do you combat that criticism from tonight?
Listen to him.
This concludes tonight's press conference. Thank you, everybody. And then he does the famous walk off.
And he walks away. Okay, so first of all, I mean, there are two things in that clip that are remarkable. First of all, he's telling you then, okay, listen to him. Listen to my opponent. Out of all the strategies available to somebody, I'm pretty sure that's not the right one. In a universe of possibilities, this is the thing he decides to say after that. He didn't have any prepared remarks. He didn't have a quick comeback. No, he said, listen to him. Listen to my opponent when he's mocking me. Sure, that's bad. So one, two, three counts, you're out. Again, these are not serious people. These are not people we can trust with running the world. This guy is demented. And the other thing in that clip that really bothers me, and maybe we should play it again just so people can hear. Listen at the end to how his handlers shepherd everybody out of the room and call him off the stage. It's like you've got the, and I want to know who these people are, right? These are like college graduates who've got intern jobs at the White House, and they are moving the president around, and they're saying to the press, thank you, that's enough. We had enough of you. Thank you. These are not people who understand what the press is there for. These are not people who understand what democracy is all about. These are not people who understand that they are not elected representatives, and they have no right to call it to an end if it hasn't been called to an end, either by the president or by the press. I am livid about the fact that the entire world is being run by morons like this. Listen to these shrieky, screamy women at the end of this clip again. Listen to their voices.
Earlier you misspoke in your opening answer. You referred to Vice President Harris as Vice President Trump. Right now, Donald Trump is using that to mock your age and your memory. How do you combat that criticism from tonight?
Listen to him.
This concludes tonight's press conference. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. That's the end of that press conference. Who knows? It wasn't a big boy press conference. Lasted about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
In fact, probably lasted as long as that clip. It's just unbelievable. And then that weird like laugh that he gives at the podium. Anyway, look, if it was my grandfather, I would be embarrassed. But if it was my president, I'd be even more embarrassed. I don't know what to say to this. Mo Rabbit says, come on. I think they're actually doing it on purpose. They're campaigning for Trump to win the deal, win to deal with all the shit that they've caused. I wish it were true.
I don't think so.
It's just, it's unreal. God only knows, says somebody else here in the comments. Lee, she says, imagine what he's saying behind closed doors to foreign statesmen.
Well, thank you. Like that's, and then they're going to tell us that he's sane, like off camera. No. And it's like, that's not possible.
Yeah. Well, he did actually, all the stories are coming out now because you see, the media's turned on him because they now look stupid. So you see all the Democrat media, which is, but I repeat myself, the Democrat media, this is the same thing. In America, the entire mainstream media establishment is just completely a proxy for the Democratic Party. So they've all been telling us, as Simpiwe identified just a second ago when we started talking about this, like, don't believe your lying eyes. Believe us. We're the trusted media. You know, people like MSNBC and ABC and NBC and all the other networks, that CNN, they all wanted you to believe, you know, shows like The View. yes, The View. That really, really stupid show full of really, really stupid people.
There's been so many shows canned. I think that one.
That one also has to go. I mean,
it's about time, guys.
Whoopi Goldberg said the other day she would like. I wish I had this clip for you. I'll see if I can find it for next week because it's worth watching. Whoopi Goldberg says, "I don't care if Joe Biden's shitting himself. I still vote for him." I'm like,
ma'am, no.
Whoopi. I mean, we liked you in Ghost. We liked you when you hosted the Oscars a couple of times. Must you degrade yourself by being on a show like this and being such a party hack? And as for those other hens on that show, I mean, I just can't handle them. Anyway, all of those people have been saying to us for the longest time, nothing wrong with Joe Biden. He's fine. Nice. And how dare you be so ageist? How dare you be so mean? I mean, this is a good guy. He's fighting for America. He's fighting against the wicked, evil, orange Hitler, Donald Trump. So you should be ashamed of yourself for bringing up the fact that Biden is anything but perfect. We love him. Watch them turn on a dime. As soon as he embarrassed himself during that debate, which was, what, like a week and a half ago now? Mm-hmm. It's not even that many days ago. As soon as that happened, man, they could not paddle away fast enough. They're like, well, it wasn't. We weren't lying to you. We're shocked just like you. Lies. The lies, the lies, the lies. It's unbelievable. So there we go. Three clips this morning to remind you that if we do end up in World War III, it's not your fault. Okay? You'll just have to deal with the nuclear holocaust. But it's not your fault. It's Joe Biden's fault. Okay? Very good. I don't know where to go from that, like nuclear holocaust. So let's go to Ben.
Hey. Morning, yeah, good Ben. To be here. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Ben, you just came in at the right time.
Just slipped in.
Look at you.
Just slipped in from the dark. Yeah, those Democrats aren't real people, but they haven't been for so long now.
But aren't you just like,
it's so pathetic.
You know, it's one thing to have people lie to you and you can, you're a little bit unsure. Like maybe they're lying, maybe they're not. Mm-hmm. Then maybe they want something, maybe they don't. You can't tell if they're being genuine or not. You know, we all have that to deal with every day. But when you actually know, and they know that you know that they're lying, it becomes a different level of deceit because now you're both pretending it's okay. Like, I'm never comfortable with that. If someone says to me, do you want to go to the rugby on Saturday? I'm going to go, no, because that's the kind of person I am. I'm a horrible person. I don't care about your feelings. You've just offered me tickets to an amazing game. And I'll go, no, because I know I don't care and I don't want to be there. Some people will go, yeah, that would be nice, but they really don't want to go. Those people are worse than me.
But these are all hallmarks of being in an abusive relationship.
Yes.
When the Whoopi Goldberg thing, he can shit his pants, whatever.
Yes.
That's an abusive relationship. She has so little respect for herself that she can't actually have a decent...
she can't get into the details.
Let's be happier on a Friday because these people are just clowns.
I mean, Ben made the effort to get out of his pajamas. Nice man, says Carl. Well done, Ben. That's good.
Thanks, Carl.
So listen, we started this conversation before you even arrived because Simpiwe and I are amused by the fact that you find the Hawk Tour girl so interesting. But I mean, it is interesting, right? It's fascinating.
There's so many things to unpack about how interesting this whole phenomenon is because that's what she is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She made one joke. Let's be honest. One joke. It's not like she made a meme or
anything. And she didn't even record it. She was a participant in someone else's video that went viral. So she wasn't looking for this.
She was probably four hard salsas in to a night out with her mates. And she just said something funny about fellatio into someone else's microphone.
Yeah.
And then she... So when people keep talking about, oh, America's a shit country, to this point, before those pedo Democrats try to ruin it, you can say a blowjob joke and become famous and rich.
Yes.
And actually develop an identity and celebrity, which is a goal for a lot of people.
Is she rich?
Well, she quit her job. Okay, I did a bit of research coming into this because you know you guys badger me for talking about
it. Did she quit her job or was she fired?
No, she quit her job. I don't know what it was.
Teacher. She was a teacher.
No, she wasn't.
No?
No, I think she was like flipping burgers or something. She wasn't. She wasn't teaching children.
Were the Democrats in charge of her PR?
Like, what?
Well, okay. I don't think anyone's in charge of her PR to this point because she's just a girl who made a blowjob joke.
All right.
That's it. We still can't get away from the first principle of the story here. But she, I just, because, you know, you go through, sometimes I need to go onto Instagram to check something for work, and you go into the search thing, which is the abyss of distraction. I would say I go to that search thing and I find what I want 2 times out of 10. And I see this clip of she's somewhere. It must be a hotel or whatever. And there's a fanfare around the fact that she's there. There's models, there's people in bikinis, there's like confetti.
It's summer in America now, so everybody's on holiday, basically. This is like peak holiday season. And in America, they're all celebrating summer by going to pool parties and going to the beach and pretty much outdoors, anything outdoors. If you're in you know, middle America, you're just going outside.
Sure. But she was the thing, right? Everyone's celebrating the fact that she's famous.
Yeah.
And it was such a bizarre thing that I obviously got like roped into.
Oh, Clayton says she worked at a spring manufacturing company.
Yes, that's the one.
Okay, I'd also quit after that.
It's just one of the funniest things you can get roped into on the internet because now people want to interview her. Again, she's a girl who made a blowjob joke, but now there's backstories. There's people going to her hometown where she's talking about the fact that she's living with her grandmother for the rest of her life. And then they interview her family. Like, what are they interviewing her about? She made a blowjob joke.
I have seen merchandise on the internet. You can buy Hawk Tour t-shirts right now.
Okay, I'm getting a bit mad now. Like, why are we making this?
And mugs and stickers and everything you could buy. Well, I don't know. She's obviously not getting all this money.
No, but people are hopping on the bandwagon. People have hopped onto this. She's now had to hire a lawyer so that she has an official merch line that's coming out soon. Official merch.
Obviously, the first thing she's going to make is a lube.
If she was smart, if she had a team,
she'd like this is the official Hawk Tour.
Because that's where it comes from.
No,
right?
She must just partner up with OnlyFans and make a great.
I don't think she wants to be a porn star.
She doesn't want to be an OnlyFans.
No, not for her, but like for all the other content creators.
She could get all the porn stars to do Hawk Tour.
Yes. You know, and what's the clever. She must patent the term Hawk Tour.
Yeah.
So every time someone uses it in one of those OnlyFans videos, she gets a good
cut. That's a good point.
But doesn't it just prove that if people just stop with the bullshits and live in the free world, we all live in an absolute lottery system. This girl made one joke and her life changed just because she said a few words.
I love it.
It's a brilliant thing.
Yeah. I love living in a world where someone like this is able to become a big superstar.
Yeah.
Because I can promise you, just from a media point of view, 3 weeks ago, people would have wanted to talk to Rishi Sunak, okay? And that would have been boring for all of us. Everyone concerned would have benefited zero from a Rishi Sunak interview. I promise you, if you offered any media outlet an interview with a Hawk Tour girl, no matter how seriously they take themselves, they'd be like, yeah, we'll talk to her.
Well, they have to be all numbers whores.
Yeah, exactly. And unlike the clickbaiters. The clickbait is unavoidable.
Yeah,
we don't do that.
But so people just go on about the fact that America is so crap, this and this and that. But I mean, I haven't seen any Iranian girls making any jokes recently and being struck to stardom.
No, you're exactly right.
Okay, so I went onto Instagram and I typed Hawk Tour. There's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 accounts that are just called Hawk Tour.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's probably not her, but still.
I mean, I saw it again in Instagram search. Doldrums. I just saw a girl yesterday who's trying to now copyright our fart on it.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, that's her spinoff on that.
Oh, my God. Grant says she single-handedly outperformed Pride Month all on her own. Quite right. And we've got this from that Don Kitty. James, producer James, get Hawk Tour on as a guest. I mean, if we had her here, you'd be excited to come and talk to her.
No.
Lies, you two.
No, there's levels.
You two are so full of it. I don't believe you for a second.
I brought it up because I think it's comical. I would not want to talk to this girl.
Like, no. What is she? Okay, wait. I've watched one of her clips, right? She just seems like an airhead. And like, this is her moment to shine. And that's the only thing she can talk about. Hawk Tour. And then afterwards, then what?
So this is to Ben's point about like, why are people interviewing her? Because it's not as if she has magical powers.
No.
It's not as if she's discovered some amazing philosophical insight into the human nature, right? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could say that she's discovered a way to express a sound that many humans have heard
in their own lives
and appreciate it. But that is not a magical power. And it is amazing to me that fame, that internet celebrity is such a valuable thing in 2024, that just by doing that, people think you're magical and they want to interview and find out your secrets. That's what it really is. There's all these people in the media who are like, we got to interview her.
Yeah.
We got to find out her secrets. Because why? Because she managed to make the magic internet machine focus on her for a little bit.
It's just
and that tells you about them. It's Black Mirror.
Yeah, but the funny is, like, I do interviews for a living because you got to prep these things. There's a purpose why you sit down in front of somebody. Mm-hmm. And I love it. Like, they're interviewing Mima in wherever small town she comes from. And the grandmother's being like spot on. Like, and now you got to talk about her granddaughter. Oh, I'm so proud of her. She made a blow job.
Yeah. And you know what's funny is that whatever she goes on to do in her life, and this is, it's funny to us, but it's very sad for her, is no matter what happens to her from here, she's always going to be the hot tour girl. She could go on and discover a really impressive medical breakthrough. She could you know, cure cancer.
Yeah.
And I promise you, she'll be known as hot tour girl cures cancer.
Absolutely.
That's how the headline will go.
Because
when she has kids one day, the kids will be daughter of hot tour girl, makes it through high school.
Like, what kind of relationship could she ever have where the expectation is not that she's going to hock tour on someone's fellas?
Right.
Because it's...
You see, this is what I wouldn't want to be associated with. I'm just saying, like...
You mentioned dating this girl, all your mates.
Yeah.
First thing to talk about.
Does she hock? Does she do it?
Tato says she's the last of a dying breed. I don't know about that. I'm not so sure. Some questions for Ben here. By the way, nice show yesterday, Ben.
Thank you. I really enjoyed yesterday. It was fun.
And lots of people saying that they thoroughly enjoyed it too. One guy complained that it's on at the wrong time. I reminded him that he doesn't have to watch live.
What time would you like, sir?
Will you change it complaining?
What is it that would suit you in your life so much better?
When would you like us to... Can we offer you a mint with that?
Do you live close by? Should we bring the cameras? Yeah. I'm pretty sure we can get the microphones in there.
Let's do it from your house.
Is it when you wake up? Just before bed?
Would you like us to put you to bed after the show? Fluff up your pillows for you? Hock tour? Spit on that thing? Anything else we can do for you? Oh, James, producer James, go to my office and you'll see on the cabinet there, someone sent us a figurine. It's the one on the cupboard though, not because we've got a whole bunch of stupid toys in that office. Yeah.
The Huck Tour figurine.
It's in a gift bag.
Imagine, I mean, there's probably already a Huck Tour little doll thing. I'm sure there is, right?
But also with these things, right, as you say, the internet machine, when this thing dies out next week, let's be honest.
Yes, although it's gone on a week longer than I thought.
What's her next step? What's her next play?
Well,
someone's going to force her into something else.
Well, do you remember Gangnam Style? He went on tour for like years. In fact, I'm pretty sure there's still shitty little clubs somewhere in the world that are paying him to go up on stage and do the same old dance.
But that's a song.
I'm not mad at that. That's a song that we all love. And what a dance routine. But yay, this is talent.
Okay, so do you remember Big Brother in South Africa, the first time that was on? And how those people who were on Big Brother the first time in South Africa are still milking it now? They still get introduced at events as celebrity judges in some Miss Krugersdorp beauty pageant.
But it was a body of work.
The Oak from Big Brother. Yeah, bring it here.
But essentially, it was a body of work. It was a TV show. It was the first of its kind. There was something there.
Yeah, go. Walk right past there.
And also with Gangnam Style, that was a YouTube video that got the first billion, I think it was.
Yeah.
Sure, like, but that was groundbreaking. Kim Kardashian is only famous because of the Ray J sex tape.
Okay? Well, then she had Keep Up with the Kardashians.
She doesn't have talent as well. Like,
exactly. But so, neither does the Hawk Tour Girl. Frankly, neither did Gangnam Style, okay? Whatever his name was.
How dare you?
Yes. I'm with Ben on this. Like, talent, when someone does something great and they have talent and they go viral.
Tell me Gangnam Style was great.
Yes,
great. We all loved it and we were all doing the dance and we were all in it. Like Gareth, like just because you can't move doesn't mean we can't.
There was no need to attack me on my inability to dance. Simply.
That's what happens when you poke the bear, Gareth.
All I'm saying is that when people have talent and they go viral, I love it for them. That's great success, right? In cases where people are talentless and now they have to milk it, like Kim Kardashian always has to just show us a little bit of too much to stay relevant. Hok Tua girl will always have to say something that's a bit Hok Tui for her to stay relevant. Like, whoever does things that are stupid, you must keep on doing the stupid things to be relevant.
It's like Greta Thunberg as well. She has to keep somehow doing dumb shit.
Oh, I saw. What did I see her do? Oh, she apparently, listen, this is funny. Greta Thunberg apparently yesterday went on her Twitter. You know, people, there's always someone watching you online, right? So she went on and she deleted an embarrassing tweet where she said the world was going to end in 2023. And clearly now it's 2024, so she looks like an idiot, but she deleted it, trying to hide how stupid she is. But she's stupid and you shouldn't pay attention to her or Hok Tua girl or Kim Kardashian or the Gangnam Style guy. Look at this instead. Someone sent me a Terminator.
I'll be back.
And someone said in the comments, which made me think of it, that there was a Arnold Schwarzenegger version of Hok Tua. Hok Tua, you gotta spit on that thing.
That sounds so scary.
I'll make it. And here is the Terminator toy. Somebody sent this to me from some financial company or something. I don't know if they think
were they talking about inflation?
I don't know what the message behind it was, but maybe I'll let you read the card afterwards. You can decrypt it for me. But like, here's our Terminator toy. My office is now full of figurines. It looks like a 14-year-old boys' room. Have you seen?
Yes, I have.
It's a whole lot of shit in there. Have you seen the masks in the cupboard?
Oh, yes. Those come out and they scare me all the time. So
we've got a gorilla mask. We've got an old lady mask. We've got... This is my business partner and I. We want toys. Obviously, we were deprived as children. So we have an office here full of toys. And it's so much fun. But anyway, here's the Terminator. And I wonder why Arnold is being so quiet about politics. I think he burnt himself with that whole COVID thing. I think when he told people, you got to get the vaccine, go and get a vaccine, get in the chopper.
Also, like, Arnold went full woke. He got caught up in that tsunami of bullshit, right? And he wasn't a bad guy in the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, Arnold had a
brain.
No,
he wasn't. I mean, I want to like him.
But he got all swept up in all that nonsense. And I think he feels a bit ashamed like most of them do. Look, a lot of people in Hollywood who obviously are all prostitutes morally.
Yes.
They all come to a conclusion at some stage. I mean, this week, I think that the really hot girl from The Sopranos, forget her name is now.
Yeah, I know which one you mean.
She publicly came out and said, like, there is so much pressure on everyone in Hollywood to be woke. So much pressure. Right. You have to be leftist. Yeah. You have to. I mean, we identified that years ago. It's the only way they get work.
Well, before we get too carried away, let us cross to Ben for the sport. Yes. I mean, he's not here for his health, as I said last week. And he's feeling better. I mean, he's walking, which is a great thing. Last week he was better, now he's even better than that. You can move?
It's been a bad couple of weeks, to be honest with you. Winter, it's like the depths of winter.
My great-grandmother used to say when I said, how are you, great-grandmother Gracie? And she'd go, I've had a bad turn.
Yeah.
And you're starting to sound like her.
But I'm also horribly honest. I'm like, I'm so annoyingly honest. If someone says, how are you doing? I've never once in my life said, fine, and you. I think that's
they're not actually asking you because they want a list of your...
I don't give them lists, but I give them a synopsis in a few words.
Well, isn't it the worst simply when you ask someone, how are you? And they start unloading. Well, I've got the gout.
I don't unload.
The Crohn's disease.
I don't unload. I don't say take a chair.
Have you got Crohn's disease?
Probably not.
You went almost probably. All right. Here is the sport brought to you by Ben and Superbets. Of course, every week we check out all the great sporting events that you can bet on this weekend with Superbets. But let's get to Wimbledon finals for a start.
You want to start Wimbledon finals?
Yeah, because I mentioned to Simpiwa, one of the things I watch, it's become like a winter tradition routine for me. I like it.
It is. I remember Wimbledon's a fond memory for me because that was winter holidays as a kid.
Yeah.
Which meant just holiday time, doing fun things. And even though it was winter in Cape Town and it was rainy, you know, we would go to the garden route and Wimbledon would be there, that theme tune in the background. It's kind of like, it's a bit like the Masters for me. It's like tennis's version of the Masters. Same theme tune, everything's green.
It always appears to me that Wimbledon is put together really beautifully. And my parents were lucky enough to go there like 2019.
Mm.
And I mean, they've still got the little pass.
Oh, yeah.
They were so chuffed. My dad had to wear a suit and you dress properly. And he said the military are all there in their finery. It's strawberries and cream. And it's like it's one of those things where the world aims up and behaves itself.
Very well
put. Not like one of those things like spring break where everyone's a hot tour girl.
Exactly.
It's like everyone knows they have to be at their best when they go to something like that. And same goes for the Masters. And that's why those are things that people value. Those things have tremendous brand value, to put it in marketing terms.
Huge.
Because not everybody's invited. And if you are, you can't make your own rules. You have to follow the rules. So I think Wimbledon's awesome.
I totally agree. There's been a lot of rain this year. So for the first time, I think, I can't remember when last this happened, but the men's final won't be the final thing. It'll be the doubles final.
Yes.
But that's not really a big
thing.
No one's
going
to talk about that this weekend. So into the men's semis today. We've got two men's semis, and they're going to be fantastic, fantastic clashes because we've got Medvedev, who beats Sinner, the top seed.
Right. Medvedev is not the former president of Russia.
No, but he is Russian, so he had to actually be given a bit of a skip. Wimbledon said, you can't play because you're Russian. And this poor oak, never gone to war. He just wants to hit a ball, and he was just told because of his country that he couldn't play. So,
poor guy.
I mean, karma's going to come back, and here he is in the semis. He beats Sinner, the top seed. Now, Sinner was a bit ill. Mm-hmm. He gets a bit ill from time to time. Don't know why, but yeah.
Got and Crohn's disease.
Probably has, yeah. If you want to unpack what he's got, he's got Crohn's disease. And he's taking on Carlos Alcaraz. Now, Alcaraz, as you know, he is the defending champ.
We like him.
He is
a plucky young Spanish
man, and he's made of rubber and dreams, basically, because he just runs after everything, and he's really, really good. He's like he's a combination of like Roger Federer and Boris Becker without the infidelity. He really is just, I think he's the full package. He's great to watch, amazing hair, and he, I think, is the favorite. Obviously, he's seeded third, Medvedev's fifth, but that's going to be a great one. That's semi-final number one. Mm-hmm. And then we got Novak Djokovic, the greatest Novak Djokovic. He has got, I think this is his 13th semifinal.
Amazing.
He's been in the final 9 times, and he's won it 7 times. I mean, that's just incredible. You win Wimbledon once, you are seen as the greatest. I mean, I think Andy Murray won it once, and that'll be it.
And they don't stop talking about him.
It'll be the thing that's dined out forever. Don't chip me on that. So Djokovic is playing Lorenzo Musetti, something for the ladies.
Lorenzo.
Yeah, nice young Italian gent, flowing hair, olive skin. And he's done bloody well to get the semis, obviously.
Sure.
Djokovic had a walkover because the Aussie he was taking on had a hip injury. So, you know, Djokovic come back from the knee injury. We're not entirely sure how good he's going to be if pushed to 5 sets by somebody. I think if he gets the final versus Alcaraz, I don't see him winning, purely on wear, tear, and stamina.
Is this a hot tip?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's the thing about experience is that it gets you so far. And as we've seen in rugby and other sort of sports, that sometimes it's just really good to be strong, fit, fast, and fantastic.
See, this is the serious expertise people come for, Ben. Mm. This is why people take you seriously.
Well, it is. You and it's a young man's game, and Djokovic is 38. So you can be brilliant. You can be on his game completely, but there's this time at a final in particular that you're going to get a bit of a low. You're going to get, you'll be 15-40 out of nowhere. And Djokovic, I just don't think he's going to have the physical edge like he used to. You can,
All right, but most of the peasants in England will be far more focused on football. They don't really care about tennis.
It's coming home.
Can you just put your misogyny in your pocket for 2 seconds?
Misogyny?
While we talk about the women's final.
Oh, right.
You want to dash straight into the football.
Sorry. That's me being a man of the people, caring about what the common folk like.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you? Saturday, the women's final.
Yeah,
we will see Paulini versus Krejcikova.
Okay. Yeah. That's nice of you to mention them. Let's move back to
wait, Stretcher who?
Stretcher who? Krejcikova.
Stretcher Hoba.
Stretcher who?
Great to cover. Wow, she's
hop to a stretcher over, girl.
So we've got the 31st seed versus the 7th. And we like Paulini again. Also, Italian, Ethiopian. There's a bit of a mix going on there. She was at Roland Garros.
Exciting time.
She was in the final.
So she was basically a product of some Italian who conquered Haile Selassie in Ethiopia and decided to stay. That's probably what happened there. Mm-hmm. Interesting overlap of Italian and Ethiopian in World War II.
Striking. Beautiful personality. She did bloody well through her semi-final, and she's into a final.
Okay.
Two finals in a row, and I'm backing her. Seeing as Ons Jabeur, who was...
Ons Jabeur.
She's disappointing.
Oh.
She's just not delivering.
With a name like that?
We were behind her all the way, no. Africa's superstar, and she's done nothing. But I tell you who has done something. These young kids from Spain.
Yes.
Now, this guy called Yamal, he's turning 17 tomorrow. He's already scored a goal in the Euros. He's bloody good. 17. Sure. Like, legit, he's a small boy.
His name? Yamal.
Lamine Yamal.
Sounds like something someone would say to you on the Cape Flats.
Lamine Yamal.
You didn't give them tick. Yamal, man.
Yeah.
Yamal, your malam.
Lamine Yamal. And he looks a bit from there as well. I got to be honest. He doesn't look like a Carlos Alcaraz. He doesn't look like a Spanish person. But there's him. And then sort of like slightly less of attention is Nico Williams on the other wing. So Spain have got these two young wings. Nico Williams is 21. Again, not exactly the most Spanish of names.
No.
Nor does he look it.
No. But
this Spanish team is just full of all kinds of ballers, right?
You see, this is why the Spanish don't want tourists anymore. None of them look like Spanish people. Now they're in the football team.
But it's such an exciting team to watch. So you got the two youngsters. I mean, when you saw the quarters versus Germany, like Spain were coasting. They really were.
Yeah.
They took these two lighties off and suddenly Germany got back into the game. So I would say that they're going to keep playing with a bit more free flow, passion, flair, a bit of fun. Whereas England, like this is the first time they've made a massive final away from England, because obviously the 1966, they had the World Cup, the only thing they've ever won. Mm-hmm. And then last time out in the Euros, they lost to Italy at home.
Mm-hmm.
Post-COVID, everyone lost their mind. They're at five.
Right.
I'll never forget, I've spoken about this on the show before, I think, is that when Djokovic won Wimbledon and then they put the cameras on to all the England fans, there was a guy with a flare up his asshole and he was doing cocaine.
Yeah.
And they were just losing the plot. And then eventually England lost that final as well, which made it even worse. Yeah. People were storming into Wembley and it was just a disaster.
I remember that. But a real show of like good football hooliganism.
It is. So that game is Sunday, 9 o'clock. That is the Euro 2024 final. It's just been an up and down tournament because I think the players have been just playing too much.
Yeah.
But England played their best game last time out against Netherlands. There's no doubt about it. They played bloody well. Whatever Southgate said, or maybe they just eventually got together and said, guys, we can't be shite the whole time. So they managed, just like the English rugby team, they managed to somehow get into a final, get into the latter stages of the tournament without being great. And here they got a chance to be great. But I want to see this young Spanish team just do the business. They're a lot more interesting to watch.
So you're not backing England?
Nah, I'm not backing them. But we don't need to talk about rugby. Rugby is a huge weekend of rugby.
Yeah.
It's so big because we got the Box taking on the Irish again. Now, in Durban, where very little happens, very little good happens, you guys get to embrace the whole Bock machine this week. I say the Bock machine because we saw last week at Loftus, it's a proper theater production now. When the Springboks are there, it's the biggest thing you can have in this country.
And because they're near Belita, they might even bring out Patricia Lewis.
That would be amazing.
They might. She lives there.
That would be amazing because, I mean, I think... What normally happens now is that we get like other sports people who've done really well. You know, walk around a bit. Then we should have like the finest day of SA.
Yeah.
That's what every Bock test should be called.
Right.
And wherever they go in the country, so they're going to Bloemfontein next week. They can bring out.
Who lives there?
I don't know.
It's just
for
sport. It's got to be somebody.
But every time the Bock goes somewhere, we should have that. Patricia Lewis, can you imagine her like transitioning from the one section of a cordyceps like to the other, and she just does it with her hair.
Yeah, I think it'd be huge. Very nostalgic.
Not after the week we've had. Like, I saw the clips of when they were singing the national anthem and just how proud the crowd was and how like everyone was just like singing, and you know, like that's the standard now, you know. So
I'm sorry, you're speaking like Patricia Lewis is not of a high standard. No. I'm just not sure if I'm getting you.
I'm just saying, I'm not sure if she can bring that.
Oh, trust me.
How dare you? I mean, this is worse than Cliff's misogyny.
I like this. That Don Kitty says, Bok Tour is here.
Yeah, there we go. See, Bok Tour. Can you imagine, you know when you transition to 8D Blow when Patricia does this?
Yeah, imagine.
That would be such a thing. And then she does her own Bok Tour. Yeah. Let's talk about the rugby. So the Boks obviously had a new game plan last week. Very controversial when you think of it. All the success was based on the fact that 9 and 10 will kick it and everyone else will just block some oaks. And we were all okay with that. And now all of a sudden, Rusty's evolving into these like amazing running moves where everyone just goes from side to side and the ball gets thrown around. It's quite something. If it's going to really work against, say, New Zealand in really big games, I'm not sure. But it worked last week against the Irish. First time we've beaten them since 2017, I think.
Yeah.
Which is good. And, of course, we need to win this because if the Irish come here and win one game, they're going to Andy Murray it. They're going to talk about it forever. It's going to be the big thing. You guys didn't beat us at home, blah, blah, blah. We have to win this. The Irish, they've got some injuries. But even more interestingly, they've dropped their captain to the bench, Mahoney.
Oh.
I think what they've said is, like, that's it. You've had your run. You weren't good enough last week. You're long in the tooth. We're going to start you from the bench. And Doris is now captaining. I mean,
Doris.
Quite a turnaround.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Wait, is it he?
Yeah. What's his last name?
It's Doris. Not a woman called Doris. It's what Ben's saying. And his name is Mahoney.
Mahoney's been dropped to the bench and Doris has been brought in to be captain. Now, Doris had a fantastic game.
Ooh, Doris.
As coming on as a loose forward.
I mean, you expect like the lady at the shops. You know, the cashier. Doris.
How are you? And then she's going to be like, ooh, my problems. And then he's just like, no, you'll be fine. God bless. You see you next week. Doris!
Doris is going to be their last roll of the dice to lead with Doris, and hopefully everyone comes, you know, goes up. But they've got like the third string scrum off now. They've got their sort of Liam Hemsworth lookalike fly off that needs to do something fantastic.
Yeah. Right.
So, look, the Irish are a good side. We know they're good. They always have been good. But I'm just going to back the Boks in this. But there's three other major test matches over the weekend. We've got the All Blacks taking on England. Ooh. They're playing at Eden Park.
Eden Park.
Now, that's not because there's three A's in that word. It's just that's how they talk. And they haven't lost this since 1994.
Ooh.
The last time they lost there, they lost against an interesting French
1994.
Team.
1994. That's almost... Oh, never mind. I'm not.
1994.
It's going to reveal my age.
Yeah. I mean, a Spanish kid was like...
He was not even a thought in his parents' head.
I mean... Stuck into mass. This isn't the show's strong suit.
30 years ago.
But England were great in that first test. I think they showed a lot of pluck and a lot of courage. But this All Black team was quite nervy because they got a new coach, Scott Robertson. Also, like, they shouldn't play Damian McKenzie at 10. I just don't think it's going to work, especially against a team like England. Okay. So the All Blacks are going to win that one. Then we've got a tier two game between Australia and Wales. I say tier two because... What else they got going on there?
Shame.
I don't think they're as good. But it was a decent enough match last week. It'll be again, Australia going to win that one. And then once you've got through all of those games, the Bok test at 5, by the way. You can watch the Aussies and Wales 11:45 and then the New Zealand, England at 9:05. And at 9 o'clock at night, if you love rugby that much, you can watch in Buenos Aires. You can watch Argentina versus France. Huh. Now, France, when they tour on overseas tours, whatever, they don't really want to send their best talent because they're too busy in the chateaus or just having a summer or whatever.
Or revolting in the streets of Paris.
Or watching the Tour de France. But they don't really like to travel. So they sent all the youngsters out there.
Right.
Which is great for rugby because after that first test, they beat Argentina in Mendoza, which is a really big thing. That's like going to, I don't know.
Bloemfontein.
Bloemfontein and winning. So that was a really big deal. But then after that, when you send these lighties out, obviously they lost the plot. Two of them got arrested for sexual assault.
Yeah, well.
Right off the bat. One of which has already been suspended from rugby for a year from testing positive for cocaine. So these folks went there and they went to jail.
Sure.
They had to play Uruguay midweek. So they've had a full week. And now they're going to play a much more fired up Argentina.
Listen, I hate to rush you, but it's 7:05 already. Sorry. People have got things to do. All right, when we come back, we'll wrap it up. But this, of course, is just part of what happens on a Friday with Ben. And it's our fault.
I'm about to finish.
All right.
You have a big finish.
Let's go.
So those are your four games. If you back all of them, you back these Argies to finally come good against a problematic bunch of French youth.
Right.
The odds on this multiplier are great. So the box to win, All Blacks to win, Aussies to win, Argentina to win, 1.88. This is what I'm betting on this week. My hypothetical 100 will return 388 as my net in my super bet balance.
Ha, ka-ching.
This is why I was getting so excited about it, because it's a multiplier that I'm so damn excited about.
Beautiful.
It's just results.
I love it. No much. Okay.
Those four teams to win.
I still feel like we have some little bits and pieces we got to pick up on there, and we will in the next hour. Of course, this is brought to you by Superbets. They support responsible gambling. Strictly 9 under 18s. Winners know when to stop. The South African Responsible Gambling Foundation's toll-free counseling hotline is 0800 006 008. We'll be back in a moment.